This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A man suspected of killing three of his neighbors over a property dispute in Custer County yesterday has been arrested. New Mexico State Police took the 45-year-old into custody near Albuquerque today. In southern Colorado, a fourth victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Authorities say she is improving. Interstate 70 toll lanes through the mountains will be open this holiday season. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
You know those two narrow toll lanes that stretch between Empire and Idaho Springs in the mountains? The federal government keeps them closed much of the year because they aren't quite regulation width. Well, the state announced this week that it's going to keep them open through the end of this week and from December 23rd through January 1st. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And after last week's ruling to allow Donald Trump's name to appear on Colorado ballots next year, both sides have appealed the decision. A Denver judge ruled that the constitutional prohibition on insurrectionists holding office does not apply to presidents. In its appeal, a group of voters argues that the judge misinterpreted the 14th Amendment. Trump's side argues the judge erred when she found that Trump had engaged in an insurrection. Colorado officials have asked the state Supreme Court to rule by January 5th so that ballots can be printed in time for the March primary. This is CPR News. Hey, would you like to spread some Thanksgiving cheer? How about cooking a meal or fostering a pet? There are plenty of ways to give back this holiday season. For some ideas, come to CPR.org.